Welcome, everybody, to a new episode of Yes Ad. This is Josh and Clint.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for this introduction, Josh. And here
You're
we
welcome.
Are at our brand new sports marketing agency, Six Pack Ads.
Six Pack Ads is brought to you by some of your favorite energy drinks and herbal powders and supplements that make your muscles rippling.
So strong and pretty.
Super strong and shapely. And this is our new gig after things didn't work out so great at Brand 3D. You know, seasons come and seasons go.
Yeah.
Nothing beautiful lasts.
A lot of people sleeping on the job over there. Just asleep at their desk, in the hallway, in the in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Everywhere, really.
A lot of people sleeping. I felt like we were probably performing really well, but there's only so much you can do when the office is condemned.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to us. It was great while it lasted. I'll treasure those memories always. But, you know, here we are. We found something else. We bounced back, even in a rough economy.
At Six Pack Ads.
Six Pack Ads. Welcome to the big show. Balls in your court.
I hate that. Well, so they like to keep things a little, you know, fun and intense and toxic here, which I love.
Toxic.
You know, I love that.
Yeah.
And what they really like to do is they like to put all of their clients onto tennis balls.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like to put a bunch of targets out on the tennis court. And then they use that like tennis ball gun to shoot the clients at you. And then you volley them back. That's what we know we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand it, why they do it this way. But I have only, I don't ask questions. And also because people like to bully me.
Yeah. There is one tiny problem.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, and I'd prefer if you just keep this between us, Clint. Mm-hmm. But
we're recording right now.
I don't know anything about sport.
Oh.
And I don't want them to find that out because they're going to think that I can't make ads.
Yeah.
About sport if I don't know about it. But that's not true.
It's not true.
Because I can make ads about anything.
I do know that about you. Not all of the ads have to be about sport, though. But I think we do have to tie back to it in some way.
Sometimes, you know, I hear some of the other fellas around the office gathered around the water cooler.
All men here.
And yeah, weird. It's just a weird toxic culture. I don't know if we can stress that enough. Yeah, they'll be around the water cooler, which is full of Miller High Life, and they'll just be like,
"It's a champagne of water."
Yeah, did you see the point when Elroy Tanaka hit that fast one out of the free fall?
Yeah,
and then I'll just be like, "Yeah, man, that was super cool. That was great. I loved it." And I think they can tell.
I think they can tell.
Yeah,
I could tell. From the way you said that just now.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the Jetson's youngest son and his great sport feats. But anyways, we didn't choose the system they use to figure out what client goes with which, you know, ask. But here we are. And we're going to roll with the punches, is what they say.
Yeah. They're really big on aggressive metaphors here.
Yeah.
So that's... Everything here.
Yeah, and if we have to, we'll call an audible or something. I don't know.
Well, we'll just do the best we can, and I think, you know, we'll have to just make up for any shortcomings we have, you know, when it comes to, you know, the martial athleticism that they look for.
Yeah, we'll have to cover our blind side, I think.
Yep, that was a Sandra Bullock film for sure. I did catch that one. Did not teach me much about the sport, though, unfortunately.
No, she looked great. All right, so let's just dive into it and let's start making some six-pack ads. All right, so...
Clint, you got to do the voice when you say
our six-pack ads!
Yes!
Full of nitro sport.
And testosterones.
Yep. All right, so our first ad we have to make is for the objectively best Spice Girl. And she wants a really inconsistent malicious minor curse that she can use on her enemies.
Okay. Well, I know what our bosses are going to want the answer to this to be.
I agree. I absolutely know which one they want us to pick.
I know which one they're going to want us to pick. And spoiler alert, it ain't baby. Because there's only one Spice Girl that Six Pack ads can represent, and that's Sporty Spice.
Yeah, we're not picking her. She's not the best one.
Well,
okay, well, here's what I think we should do. We should do it for real. Do it for the objectively best Spice Girl. And then we should also do it for Sporty.
Okay. Well, who is the objectively best Spice Girl?
We're going to say it on three. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to go 1, 2, 3, and then we're going to say the objectively best Spice Girl together, and it's going to be in unison, and it'll be the same.
Because it is objectively the best.
And it'll be the same.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Posh. Perfect. Yeah, well, that just proves the experiment correct. Although, I am going to say that... Six-Pack ads won't love this choice by us creatively.
No.
And this may give away, you know, we are throwing away. Wait, is Pasha one who's married to Beckham?
David Beckham? Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we can make this work.
I think we can tweak this one enough.
Okay.
I think it also really, like, shakes up the paradigm. I don't know. What else do they say around here? It's the worst.
Yeah, I don't. Just, like, double down on the.
Yeah.
Play hardball with the.
Yeah. We'll have to do real Hail Mary to make this one work. I don't.
Yeah. This is a three-pointer from half court. Something like that.
Why are we here?
I don't know. I don't. How did we get hired?
I don't.
What did you say in your interview?
It doesn't matter what I said or what I did, okay?
Because I just kind of panicked and I started talking about, like, my dad taking me to sports games. Like, he didn't, but I just said that, like, I went to ball games as a kid.
Yeah, but
Cracker Jacks.
Talking about probably is all the balls in that, like, machine that your dad brought to all the tornadoes that he wanted to, like, study the inside of them.
Yeah, Dorothy. Machine he invented.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the closest I ever got to.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Swinging the old.
Nope.
The old ivories. Wait, no, that's piano.
That's piano. No. That's piano. Swinging
the old ivory mahoganies.
Anyways, so it doesn't matter what we said or may have done to get our jobs here, but we need to come up with something for the objectively best Spice Girl, which is obviously Posh. We both agreed and said it at the same time.
Yep.
And we need to make up a really inconvenient, malicious minor curse for her.
Okay, for her to cast on her enemies or for her enemies to cast on her?
Not on her, obviously. She's our client. We would never do that to her. I think it could also be, like, it doesn't have to be for her to cast. I think it can be something you can, like, package and, like, Posh brand curses, you know?
Well, I know the worst curse you can cast on somebody, Clint.
Mm-hmm.
It's a torn ACL, am I right? Gonna have to ice that one in the ice bath for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks in the ice. Juice it up with some bear hormones. And then it'll be good as new.
All right, so what is she selling? What is she hawking? What would she think is a minor inconvenient malicious curse? Your clothes don't fit right. You have to sit starboard out and port home.
Breakfast tastes like dinner.
What?
Yeah, you like sit down to have your breakfast, and every bite it just tastes like dinner. Too savory, too greasy. Too filling to start your day with.
That's an English breakfast, which is where she's from.
Oh, right. I forgot. They do eat that weird
stuff. They do eat that exclusively.
Okay, pass.
And that is what we say here.
Yeah.
Pass me that rock. What if for you to ever go on a date or hook up with somebody, the person actually has to fuck all your friends first.
I'm pretty sure that she has a song about how that's explicitly what she wants.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what everybody else wants.
Yeah.
Would you want that?
I wouldn't, but there are at least 10 differences between my life and Posh's.
Yeah.
We've established a few of them already, you know, about the breakfast dinner thing and being married to a soccer star.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the third one.
Y'all weigh the same, though, which is weird.
We do, yeah. I mean, thank you for noticing. I have been working out.
It's required here.
My desk is a treadmill, so I don't have much choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they made all of the keys on my keyboard like 50-pound resistance keys.
Yeah.
So I really have to press on it to get anything to type. It's pretty tough.
Okay, so having to get with all your friends, I think, is an option. I think it's pretty obvious, though.
What if she wanted someone to tell her what they want, what they really, really want, and then they didn't? Like, just poor communication skills.
Oh, so like if someone asks you, like, hey, what do you want for dinner? And they just say ziggy zig ah at you every time, and then you never, they never give you a straight answer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, actually, that would probably have a more than a minor impact, though.
I think so, too. I also think, like, having to have a potential suitor fuck all your friends is more than a minor impact.
Yeah. Okay. Minor inconvenient curses. There is one... No, there is, like, 15 grains of sand in one of your shoes.
Oh.
And they're just impossible to find.
Yeah. There's a hole in the pinky toe of every sock you own. Forever.
Your tongue gets burned just slightly on room temperature food.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that. You can see an eyelash.
Oh yeah, it's pretty bad. Your alarm clock,
every time you yawn, you fart.
That's pretty bad.
It's like you have a finite amount of gas in your body.
Extra clavicle bone. That's just not attached to anything, just loose in there.
Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, no, I just, that would be pretty bad. I think just have a kind of a floating clavicle there. Whenever you like put on shirts or something,
yeah,
it just kind of wobbles a little bit.
I hate this.
Not dangerous, it just, you know.
Foul?
Yeah, and every time you kind of just brush it, you're like, dear.
All right, let's do something a little bit more minor.
Okay.
I'm thinking, like, you touch a doorknob or a door handle of any capacity, it gives you a shock every time.
Okay.
Like, car door, the door to your bathroom, every single time. Just a little one. Just a little, every time.
Mm-hmm.
There's an errant piece of lettuce that you didn't want in all of your hot, savory foods. You're eating spaghetti? One little slice of lettuce.
Yeah, that would get annoying, I think.
Yeah. Unless you, like, grow to like it, in which case, a real treat. What's a silly curse?
A curse that Posh would want to wish on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I want to kind of take it back here.
Yeah.
What if the curse is that people have trouble, they trip over her name every time? So it's kind of like the people who have offended her, from now on, they'll be like, you know, Posh Spice?
Yeah, they can't actually say it.
And they're like, what? And they're like... Poss, you know, Poss.
Yeah.
Puss Spice.
Not that.
Push Spice. That, dang it, nope. And they just can't, they can't get it.
Can't get it. Huh. What if, okay, so this is for Posh Spice specifically. What do we know about her? She's glamorous. She's English. Mm-hmm. She's married to a soccer player.
He can bend it.
He can bend it.
But that's, yeah, that's more a him thing than a her thing.
Right.
Did a movie with Jerry Springer.
Okay. Yeah.
Tight dresses, if I recall.
Yeah, black ones.
Yep.
Okay. What if it's every time that, like, lint rollers don't work for you? They just don't. Like, instead of taking the lint off, they put, like, a little more on each time.
You know what would be the most annoying? Is if they just move it around.
Yeah.
Like, it does do something, but it just kind of redistributes it a little bit.
So you have to choose where the lint ends up. You don't get to reduce it in any way.
Yeah, the total coverage of lint remains constant, but you can kind of like, you know, decide where it's going to be.
Yeah. That seems like something that would be on brand for her.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she would hate it, and she thinks that her enemies would hate it, but they wouldn't hate it as much as she would if it was afflicting her.
Yeah.
I think that it's not going to like dramatically affect somebody's life. It is just going to suck. I think this is good. I think being unable to like actively remove lint from items.
What is the delivery mechanism of this curse?
That's a good question.
Because is Posh the one who's meant to cast it, or is it like kind of a thing where she's like, you know, outsourcing the casting of the curse to somebody else?
Yeah, like I think that she has like, it's her brand.
Mm-hmm.
And you like can buy it at like the black market store, and it's like on a shelf. But like, what is it? What is it though?
It should be something posh.
Mm.
Something kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Something British.
Okay.
That's like
getting more specific.
I don't know what they like.
Who's they?
The British. I don't. What do they even do over there all day?
Drink tea. You serve people a tea, a nice high tea.
Oh, okay. No, like what if it's a, they love like horses, right? Polo and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty posh, polo.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are we doing with this?
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know where I'm going because I don't know the accoutrements that go with polo now that I think about it.
Yeah, horse and a stick, I think.
I mean, what if it's a tiny horse? What if it's just a tiny bottle in the shape of a horse?
Okay.
That the curse is in. Yeah.
I was thinking more something like practical that you could like trick your enemies into having. Instead of like, here's my horse potion, please take it.
I think there's a pretty established history of people tricking others with horse statues.
Oh my god.
So, you know, that could work. I mean, you could just be like, hey, hello, I got you a tiny crystal horse. Something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then, check out me crystal horse. And then they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. They send it this way.
Oi!
I'd love to.
You'll love my crystal horse. And then they have to, like, drink out of it? Do they squeeze it? What is it? If they just own it, is that enough?
I think they, yeah, I do like the idea that they have to consume some part of it in some way. What if, oh, I know. I mean, like, what if they're like, what if you're meant to like put it in your tea?
That's what I said a second ago.
Oh, did you? And it like, no, like the horse,
horse in your tea.
Yeah. And then it like, once it's hot enough, it like dissolves and it's like a cool party trick, but also you've just cursed yourself.
Okay. What's it called?
Gift horse.
Oh my god. Put this gift horse in your mouth.
Yeah. Don't look too closely at it.
Don't look. Yeah, that's really good. I hate that. So whenever you have the horse in you, two become one. That's a Spice Girls song.
Oh, yep. That's true. So, yeah, I think that could work for her.
Spice up your life with gift horse.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so you can't...
By Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, so Victoria Beckham is selling a little, like, sachet in the shape of a horse, and you put that into your tea.
Maybe it could come with some, like, dried herbs, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, whatever herbs people like.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, comes in a nice little box.
It's poppy seed, oregano, sage, and horseradish.
Posh. Okay, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Man, this is a really good idea,
it's really
actually.
Easy, actually.
Yeah. People are going to buy this and curse themselves all the time.
Yeah. And you know what we should do? The Victoria Beckham lint remover.
Clint, this is why...
Oh, I have an idea, though. The Sporty Spice Lint Remover. We're finally going to hit both of our metrics.
Okay. Get sporty in on this, too.
Yeah.
You know, sell the poison and the antidote.
Finally.
Both of them brought to you by six-pack ads.
Mm-hmm. Six-pack ads.
Six-pack ads.
Kick your lint's ass in the ass.
Get put that Lynn in the penalty box with a red card for a fouling up your outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's good enough. And then maybe, you know, maybe we lead with that and then we tell our bosses about the dried herb crystal horse sachet.
No, I think we need to talk about it. Like, this is the objectively best Spice Girl. It's obvious. But to stay on brand, we're also going to market the curse remover, which is Spry Sporty Spice.
Okay.
To bring it all back. And that makes sense to me. And I think it's perfect. And I think it's a home run.
Oh, yeah.
I'm alley-ooping this one to you, my dude.
Yeah, that's a TKO.
Technical knockout?
That's a technical knockout of an idea.
Okay.
Clint.
That's not the best guy that does, I think.
But I'm going to jam that one in the basket hoop and slam it on back to you.
Okay, Quad City DJ.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. This is...
All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
This one, I think, is going to be harder to align with our company's values. The strangest, still believable nickname for a grandparent wants us to come up with something new to go inside of a Cadbury cream egg.
Okay. So you get a call
from
your grandparent.
Uh-huh.
But you've got a pet name for your grandparent that sounds plausible, but it is the strangest possible one.
Correct.
And they have a request. They've got something new that they want to put in those Cadbury cream eggs. This sounds like a really, this could happen to somebody.
This has happened many a time.
Okay. So grandparent nicknames.
Yeah, grandparent nicknames. There's some probably copyrighted ones we can't say.
Nina. Let's just brainstorm them, some of them.
I think that it immediately comes from what we just talked about, and like Sneezna.
Plopsa.
Gamshoe.
Old
Blowy.
Old Blowy. Mama Nama.
So like kind of like Baba Yaga?
Mama Nama. Baba Mama.
Dad Senior. Super Mom.
Mish Mish.
Top of the Pops.
I kind of like Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
Top of the Pops and their partner, Whoopsie. And we're not going to say which one is which.
Of course not.
But you've got two grandparents, Top of the Pops and their partner, Whoopsie. And they're calling you about a great idea that they had while they were at the dentist store.
Yeah.
Looking at teeth. And they went, you know what these teeth would be really good at chewing? A Cadbury cream egg, but with a little something special
a
inside.
A little something else. Or a little something else, because we don't know which one's which.
Yeah. No idea. No one knows.
So Whoopsie calls me, like she does, every other day at 11:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And says, oh, I've been meaning to talk to you about getting something inside those cream eggs. And I say, like I do every day, Whoopsie, I'm not in charge of those. I can't do this.
I don't work at Cadbury.
Why are you calling me like about this every other day? But that's just what happens. So how do we finally grant...
Melted popsicles.
She yells it like that every time.
Melted popsicles. Why would anybody want that, Whoopsie? That...
The liquid that's not the corn and creamed corn. That pink thing that I bring every time it's Thanksgiving.
Stewed pineapples.
What?
Stewed pineapples.
Oh, I heard dude pineapples.
Oh.
And I'm like, I didn't know they were gendered.
Dude. That's what she calls me. I call her whoopsie. She calls me dude. Dude, you gotta get some pineapples in those Cadbury eggs. Yeah, whoopsie, please could you not call me dude? It makes me feel pretty uncomfortable, actually. Dude, don't be such a square and get them pineapples get some in pineapple those bad in boys. What? No, I'm talking to him. Top of the Pops wants to talk to you. He wants to get on the phone too.
Uh-huh.
Are you there, bro? Yeah. Whoopsie's got a great idea for what should go inside the eggs. It's that sour fruit, what you call it? The what? The parsnapples.
It can't be pineapple. It can't be it. So, Top of the Pops and Whoopsie have requested we fill Cadbury cream eggs with, is it going to be good is the answer, or is it going to be something that old people like? Because I'm thinking like green bean casserole or...
It's pineapple. We already decided. It's pineapple and maybe cottage cheese in there too.
That is... Okay, that makes sense to me now. Pineapple alone wasn't really tracking, but like cottage cheese and your Cadbury cream egg with a little slice of pineapple in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's done, I think. But I think we do have to bring it back and make sure that we can really sell this to the upper management, or as they like to call themselves, the varsity squad.
Yeah.
And
then whenever you say, hey, can I pitch this to the varsity squad?
Yeah.
Then they all kind of come out with like their shoulders hunched in a really weird way. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you want to talk to the big dogs? Oh, wow. And then they all start kind of crowding around and like barking and stuff.
Yeah.
It's really intimidating.
Yeah. You're going to go in the dog pound and pitch this to the big dogs in the dog pound?
Better be a fastball because everything else will just strike out with them.
It's true. Yeah, they say it every time. It's kind of repetitive.
Yeah.
Almost like my calls with Whoopsie. All right. So how are we going to pitch this to them, though? Are the Cadbury cream eggs shaped like footballs?
I mean, they kind of already are, but I think we can't call them Cadbury cream eggs anymore.
What are they called?
I think we're going to need to call them, like, protein eggs.
Yeah.
Or something.
Creatine eggs.
I do like creatine eggs. Cadbury alpha creatine eggs.
Mm-hmm. Chadberry creatine eggs.
Chadberry creatine eggs is definitely it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
They'll go ape for that one. Yeah.
Ape. Yeah, I'm having a tough time here. Josh.
I am not enjoying this job, Clint. But I have bills to pay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've got our next task here, I guess. This one brought to us by bees.
Oh.
And they want a unique wedding idea.
Can I ask who's getting wed?
No.
Is it bees? Or is it... It doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters.
But bees...
Bees?
Are behind it. Bees?
Bees
are behind it.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted. It's certainly not bees. And by that, I mean, you can't be certain that it's bees.
Okay. So let's think of some products
that
we could partner with. Uh-huh. First thing that comes to mind is Honey Nut Cheerio.
Cheerio?
Cheerio. Honey Nut Cereal? And Burt's Bees. Those come to mind.
Okay.
As people who may want to get in on this. Because we're going to need a lot of vendors involved. Weddings are a big production.
Right. What about this is unique so far?
Nothing. I'm trying to think of other bee-related. We know bees chapstick. Like these two things.
Okay. Do they? Because it feels like they're being, like, exploited. I feel like bees like flowers and being left alone, dancing.
They like trying to eat my food while I am eating outside.
Scaring that one friend of yours a lot.
Maybe let's just like resolve it in the next 25 seconds and then we can say we did it. Like just do a lightning round.
Yeah.
The bride is dressed like a queen bee. She's wearing a dress out of honeycomb. The groom is just slathered in honey and that's it. And they are rolled down a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like everybody's drinking like Kool-Aid, red Kool-Aid, because I think bees try to drink that. They love that
they
stuff.
They love that shit.
Everyone's drinking red Kool-Aid, and
there's a flash mob because they all do like the synchronized dance.
Yep, and it's the whole place is just absolutely loaded with pheromones.
Yep.
I mean,
what I like, I have an idea. Also, before we wrap this up completely,
mm-hmm.
since bees' whole thing is if they sting you once, they die. I think they have like the wedding rings are like, if you take these off, you'll die. Like, this is your one shot.
Clint. Oh my God. This is so romantic. If it's two bees getting married,
mm-hmm.
what if we fuse their stingers together?
Oh.
And that way when they sting, they both die.
Oh, like a Romeo and Juliet sitch.
Yeah.
Except for not.
Exactly.
At all.
They're like, yeah, not at all, but... It's basically like, you know, I'm linked to you at the stinger.
Yeah, it's less Romeo and Juliet and more like mutually assured destruction.
Yeah, but like, but it's, you know, it's just like, it's for life.
Yeah, it's like a bee really, or a Boris.
It's a really potent symbol. Or a beus.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
And then it's officiated by Bert from Bert's Bees.
Yep, Bert's there.
He's there. And he's just nobody really. He wrote something. It's extremely boring.
Yeah.
So he's just droning away.
Oh my God.
And yeah, I think we got that one. I think that's enough.
How are we gonna pitch this to the varsity squad?
Oh Jesus. Maybe we just trick them, and we just say it's something that it is like.
I think we could do. Here's what I think we could do. We could pitch it as it being. The four bees, the two bees getting married, and then Bruise and Buds, and that's what we just call it. That is that gonna be?
Maybe just say it's
baseball, bikini babes, and bees.
But it's none of those things.
But they're not gonna follow up.
Okay. Yeah, it would just be like, you know, it's the bees, the bee ball.
Mm-hmm. The bee ball. That's it. It's a formal affair.
Yeah, it's called the B-ball.
It's a formal affair.
And they'll be like, who's playing? And we'll be like, the Hornets. And they'll be like, oh, okay.
It'll be like,
cool, brah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice one.
So that's easy. It's the B-ball. Okay.
The B-ball.
The B-ball. Easy. Done.
Okay, done.
Simple. That one.
We didn't want to do that one anyway. It's just a freebie.
A freebie. It's freebie marketing.
Rest in peace.
Can't do this one again. That's for sure.
Well, maybe we save that for later. Clint, just for those of you at home, has held up one of the ads clients, and it is Eliza Dushku.
We can't reach frequent out to her again.
Frequent guest of the show. I think it might be too soon to do another one for her, but let's not rule it out.
The worst candy. Wants us to come up with a intriguing conspiracy theory for their brand.
Oh, I love this one.
To get the buzz going.
Uh-huh. Well, let's say some worst candies.
Circus peanuts. I'll start.
What?
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts? Those are bad. Candy corn.
Yeah. Necco wafers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are terrible. Sorry, Necco. Are you even a company?
No one knows. Unknown.
You know what? I'm not sorry.
Make your candy better.
If you want,
start making ineffective Tums. That's what those are.
What else out there is just
terrible,
unacceptable? Yeah,
Mike and
red
X.
Fucking red lifesavers.
Yeah, grape flavored blank. Fruit stripe gum.
How about licorice bites?
Oh.
I'm not saying all licorice, but I'm saying the ones that they cut up into little cubes.
Yeah, like you don't have enough time to really just really enjoy a big hunk of licorice. You're on the go.
What are those
for the
little
1840s carnival barkers on the go?
What are the ones that are they're like Tic Tacs, but they have a little bit of licorice inside?
Oh, what?
Yeah, what are those called again?
I have never heard of that.
Good and Plenty.
Oh God, no.
Okay, can we say it's Good and Plenty?
Good and Plenty.
Is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good and Plenty wants us to make up a conspiracy theory to get the buzz going around them.
Okay.
What should it be? Is it about them? Is it about a competitor?
Man, people love conspiracy theories these days.
Yeah, they sure do.
I bet if we can get a good one. Okay. I don't want to get too political here.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could get one side of the political spectrum to publicly hate Good and Plenty.
Yeah, I can't imagine what side that would be.
Yeah, we could get the other side to buy them in bulk.
Yeah.
You know, that, and just as a response, like, you can't cancel my Good and Plenty's.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then there'll be a huge, like, you know, there'll be a, like, Goya Foods or whatever. There'll be a huge surge.
Yeah.
And Dr. Seuss and all that. There'll be a huge surge in products that nobody cares about.
Right.
And Good and Plenty, I think, falls into that.
Absolutely.
That category. You know whose favorite, you know, Bernie Sanders is heir to the Good and Plenty fortune.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is. And they actually have come up with like 12 dozen other flavors of Good and Plenty that are even better, and he vetoes them all.
He vetoes all of them. You know what I heard? This is going to sound wild, but I heard that AOC, those initials, actually just stand for Good and Plenty.
That isn't how initials work.
I don't know. That's just what I heard.
Yeah, I mean, that's the rumor that I heard. That's actually, okay, wait, hold on. Good and Plenty.
Uh-huh.
And the original name was Good O Plenty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's GOP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was actually a candy invented by Abraham Lincoln himself.
Uh-huh.
And
then Bernie Sanders bought it with all of his millions. And got rid of all the good flavors, which is why all the bad flavors are what's left. And that's why no one likes it, because he's trying to slander the GOP.
Yeah, but back in the good old days of American history.
The good old plenty days.
The good old plenty days. Mm-hmm. The days of good and plenty in U.S. American history.
Yeah.
There were all kinds of flavors.
Yeah.
Sassafras.
And?
Sorghum.
Yep.
Whiskey.
Marzipan.
Syrup?
People love that.
And you know, old I'm a socialist
molasses
Bernie, you know, took and said, I'm gonna make these all taste like licorice. And then you know, he ruined it for everybody.
He ruined it for all of us. He took everybody's good flavors, Good and Plenty, and then decided that everyone was only gonna get one kind, and there wasn't gonna be no free market. It was just gonna be the one flavor.
Why, you know, what makes Good and Plenty so unique? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's actually made of rare minerals that are only found inside the hollow center of the planet.
Yeah.
Because this is also a hollow earth theory.
Only gotten by fracking. So.
Yep. That's the only way to get it. To obtain it, you have to frack further and frack deeper than anybody has fracked before.
You have to be the best at fracking.
To get to the candy-coated center of the earth.
Right.
To mine up the minerals.
There's no
for it.
Center. I think you just mean the lowest layer of the flat, like, Snickers bar-esque of earth.
Yeah. And there is a candy layer underneath.
It's
and
so good.
It's really good, and they don't want you to know about it.
That's why they're banning fracking. That's why he keeps banning all that fracking stuff, because he don't want us to find the good of part of it.
Yep.
Slandering the GOP by making all the good old plenties taste gross.
Mm-hmm.
And we really need to frack farther, deeper than we ever have.
Yep.
And restore the glory to good old plenty.
Yep. And here's a list of people who don't want you to eat them.
Should we do this?
No, probably not. Probably not. But hey, wink, wink, there is a list. And some of the names, will surprise you.
Some of them won't. All right. So how are we going to... People love sound bites. How are we going to present this? Mm.
Well, the good, the plenty, and the ugly. And the ugly truth.
The good, the plenty, and the ugly. And then in parentheses, truth.
True. Hashtag truth.
Hashtag truth. Hashtag sheeple. Great. That's something that Whoopsie will believe.
Yeah, I'm actually almost afraid to tell her because
she'll know anyway. You know what should go inside those Cadbury cream eggs is good and plenty's, and be like, God damn it.
Why don't you ever hear about good and plenty's secret formulas anymore?
I don't know.
Whoopsie, we made that up. We made that up for our job. It's not true.
No, well, everyone's saying it. Everyone's talking about it.
Well, I heard Bungo Matheson say it on my news show.
AM
and so...
radio.
Okay.
Great. Okay, we have to... How are we gonna get this one home, you know?
Over the finish line.
Yeah.
Bring it home. We are gonna say...
This is the new official sponsor of NASCAR. Get them back on our side.
Interesting. They'll just, yeah, maybe they'll just be like, do you think they'll believe in the hollow earth thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe there's something there. Maybe we can say, like, beneath the candy layer is a layer of, like, pure protein powder.
Mm-hmm.
And so the conspiracy theory is a conspiracy to cover up
gains.
That. To cover up the gains that Mother Earth has inside
her plentiful, her good and plentiful bounty of gains.
Mother Earth's good and plentiful bounty of gains.
Yeah.
And brought to you by Bounty and Gain.
We've really got a lot of sponsors for this one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That should be easy. Maybe their people are really dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I almost believe it.
I'm actually getting a text from Whoopsie now about it already, somehow.
Already? Wow. Whoopsie's really dialed in to the blogosphere,
she
huh?
She really is.
Okay, I mean, I think that's pretty good for today.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I love doing this, you know?
Yeah.
When the neurons are firing.
Mm-hmm. We're firing on all cylinders.
All cylinders. I hate doing it here, though.
Yeah, but we have to say it every so often or else, like...
I know, but I hate working here.
Yeah, it's not great. This is my first round draft pick of a job. It's not. It's not at all.
It's definitely... It's not. They make fun of me.
Why?
I don't know. They just, like, you know, I don't know.
I think I know.
They know I don't fit in here, and they just kind of make fun of me, and they're like... They call me things like...
Like
big
what?
Man, and then they all kind of like laugh because like they're all way bigger than me.
Yeah, and because you weigh the same as Posh Spice.
I weigh the same as Posh Spice, and they're like, hey Chief, hey Slugger,
mm-hmm.
And you know, and then it makes me feel bad.
Yeah, I think that's different than my treatment because whenever I come around, they go, oh hi Clint.
Oh, they call you by your first name all the time.
Yeah. I've never used a pronoun for me of any capacity, which is uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just terrible people.
I don't care for it here.
But, you know.
So maybe we wait until no one's looking and we sneak out of here?
Yeah, preferably we do that like before Friday because they said they were going to haze me Friday. And I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
But I don't want to be I don't want to be a part of it.
I think that just means they dump a bunch of Gatorade on you.
Oh, that's not so bad.
No, but it's like the red kind.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would prefer lemon lime like any normal person.
A human being, yeah. All right, let's get out of here. We'll submit our work and then we'll sneak out.
Okay, I'll try to line us up another gig.
Yeah, if anybody has any other like places we could potentially work, you can contact us at yesadpodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram or Twitter, yesadpodcast on both. Please let us know who else is hiring so we can maybe escape this hell, this place that we're at.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in better shape, though.
Yeah.
So that's going to be disappointing.
I guess, but
Oh fuck! You know. Somebody's coming. Let's wrap it up.
Oh okay. you got it, bro. That one looks like it's gonna be a real killer of a monster of an idea, man.
Sick, dude. Thanks so much for your collabo.
Dude, anytime. I'm like super happy to help out with that. Just like knock it out of the park. Put a bow in it.
He's gone.
Okay. All right. Okay, great.
Thanks everyone for listening. Hit us up on those medias, and we'll be back next time. I'm Clint.
I'm Josh.
This was Yes Ad. Bye.
Bye.